Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Kancube. Today, we are discussing the arrest of alleged illegal foreign currency dealers after a former Finance Minister Tendai Biti raised important issues that question the legality of these arrests. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. This week, President Joe Biden drastically increased tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, steel and aluminium products, and semiconductors. The move follows his administration's review of former President Donald Trump's trade policies toward China. White House bureau chief Patsy Widakuswara looks at how the two presidential candidates differ in their approach.
Talking tough on China is one of the few areas that both Democrats and Republicans agree on, including President Joe Biden.
For years, the Chinese government has poured state money into Chinese companies across a whole range of industries. Steel and aluminum, semiconductors, electric vehicles, solar panels. The industries of the future.
And his predecessor, former President Donald Trump.
China is eating our lunch right now. And they went away from what I was doing. They're eating our lunch.
Both Biden and Trump say they want to punish China for trade practices that violate international rules. This week, Biden quadrupled tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles to 100%, tripled levies on some steel and aluminum products to 25%, and doubled the rate on semiconductors to 50%.
And we'll counter China's overcapacity in these industries. And we're making major investments in clean American steel and aluminum.
Biden made the move after reviewing Trump's tariff policies. Trump said, too little, too late.
They should have done it a long time ago, but they've also got to do it on other vehicles, and they have to do it on a lot of other products.
Ahead of the November election, where the two men are locked in a rematch, both Biden and Trump are keen to highlight that their policies toward Beijing will benefit American workers. Broad tariffs on Chinese imports from seafood to consumer electronics were first imposed by Trump. Biden has maintained some of them, targeting key sectors like clean energy. This is in line with his plan to boost production of domestic EVs and other technologies meant to fight climate change and to dominate high-tech manufacturing industries. Another key difference is that Biden harmonizes his efforts with allies, including the G7, group of seven industrialized nations.
The Trump administration was quite willing to use tariffs to get better deals. They were less willing to invest at home to try to create alternate supply chains. And they were probably even less willing to work with allies to try to build those supply chains.
Trump says his broader, bigger, billions of dollars tariff approach is better, while Biden says his surgical attack is more effective. Either way, Beijing promises retaliation, and the American voters will show their preference in November. Patsy Widakuswara, Viewing News, Washington.
A new report by Human Rights Watch has called on the United Nations and African Union to place an arms embargo on Sudan amid ongoing ethnic cleansing in Darfur. Henry Wilkins speaks to the author of the report, who says the response by the international community has been disappointing.
A May 9th report by Human Rights Watch details what it says is the ongoing ethnic cleansing being carried out by the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, and its allied militants in the Darfur region of Sudan. The report says the RSF, an ethnic Arab paramilitary group, has targeted the non-Arab Masalit people, killing thousands, although the report did not specify how many. The UN says about 8.8 million people have fled their homes in Sudan since the fighting broke out in April of last year. The report calls on the United Nations and the African Union to implement an arms embargo on Sudan to help prevent further violence.
There are many lessons learned that the international regional community seems not to grasp or move forward into action to prevent further atrocities. We've been raising the alarm bell even, as I mentioned, you know, from 2020 onward on the ongoing attacks on civilians. And we haven't seen a proper response from the international community.
Osman says neither the UN nor the African Union had acted on the report.
But so far, we haven't seen any movement or response from these entities towards the recommendations that we provided.
The African Union did not respond to VOA's request for an interview, nor did the Office of the UN Secretary General's personal envoy to Sudan. In April, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said crimes against humanity may have been committed in Darfur and has since expressed grave concern about the ongoing fighting. Osman, meanwhile, expressed his frustration.
I think we need to have a conversation around the moral and political responsibility at the same time, because you can't come forward saying you stand with the people of Sudan and continue to express your solidarity, but in terms of action, when people need it, you're not going forward with that.
Osman says the international community must work together to end the crisis, bringing those responsible to account, aside from implementing an embargo.
I think bringing Darfur and the situation in Sudan to the focus on the agenda, you know, engaging with the Sudanese stakeholders, not only the political or the military elites, you know, talking to civilian groups, you know, talking to civil society, talking to the displaced and refugee communities.
A UN peacekeeping force that had been sent to Darfur after the 2003 genocide left the region in 2021, prompting a renewal in the targeting of Masalit and other black ethnic groups. Analysts say the civil war that began in Sudan last year has made matters worse and led to a breakdown in law and order. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
Please stay tuned as we take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we are discussing remarks by former Finance Minister Tendai Biti, who argues that dealing in foreign currency does not break any law following the arrest of over 400 foreign currency dealers. In a High Court appeal for Albert Chekure, who was charged with the crime of contravening exchange control regulations, which prohibits the buying or selling of foreign currency without approval, Biti contends that the charge is non-existent. He argues that foreign currency simply refers to legal tender of another country, thus it is unlawful for any Zimbabwean to transact and deal in foreign currency, defined to mean the legal tender of another country without exchange approval. However, Biti argues that the US dollar that the appellant dealt with is not foreign currency in Zimbabwe. Rather, it is legal tender following the adoption of a multi-currency regime. However, the finance minister, Mthuli Ncube, this week told parliament that the crackdown on illegal forex dealings will continue. To discuss this issue, we have on the line a lawyer, Mr. Ngobani Sithole, and we are looking forward to be joined by Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Finance Chair, Honorable Clemence Chulua, and MDCT Shadow Minister, Finance Minister Dr. Tapiwa Mashakada. We are still trying to get hold of them. Mr. Sithole, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Stoller, what does the law say when we are looking at the foreign currency exchange in the country in the context of these arrests that are happening?
Well, I don't think these arrests, in my honest view, are being done in a manner that is legal. Right? One looks at foreign currency, as it is rightfully stated in that application. You are looking at money or currency belonging to another nation. I'm putting it in a way, in a manner that is understandable to everyone. I don't want to be very technical about it. Now, Zimbabwe uses a basket of currency. We use pula, we use rand, we use USD, we use ZiG, we use any other form of currency. So in terms of the legislation that we have in Zimbabwe, those currencies are legal tender. There is no way that if you give me pula and I give you a rand, then one would say you have committed an offense. No, those are currencies that are used in Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
That's legal tender in Zimbabwe.
Yes, siyakuzwa sibili baba Sithole. Kodwa lapha nxa sesikhangela kula bantu ababili esingabaqathanisa umuntu odinga imali yokuthi ayisebenzise nje ukuthi abhadale izinto ezifana le-rent kumbe amafutha emota lokunye bese kusiba lo munye oma emgwaqweni ethengisa imali lezi laphana umthetho uyabehlukanisa na kumbe bayafanana abantu labo.
Wafanana, there's no difference. Well, at the end of the day, almost all ends of the day, you know, it's not foreign currency. Let's take away this imagine of the United foreign currency. That's how we need to learn how we all need to ask. And then, obviously, if you talk to some people, what do you think? 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 Imagine when you're going to ask you, Nani, I would say I'm a foreign parent, so we manage the child. So the net effect of it is that you own a parliament, but then accede to that thing. Then I would have an update to ordinary issue on the air. It has been a parliament in which Konoko and those who cover with it, you go to the way you go to the world. Kabafali umthetho othi yena lo umuntu omgwaqweni osebenzisa yena le imali sokubiza ngoba esizitele.
Siyabonga baba Sithole. We are also joined by an economic analyst, Professor Elliot Masocha. Welcome to the show, Prof.
Thank you for having me.
Prof, looking at this issue, yeku sungwa kwevano vachi pomerwa moswa yeku chinja mari, asi vabiti vachiti apana moswa. Tanzwa, vasitole vachitsana ngura nyadze mtemo hapo. Imi munoi wana senyai?
Wanera ndire tando kuti urumende ya kati pari kugurwa mtemo we Foreign Exchange Control Act. Saka ndi zikuti wabiti wana mtemo uwo yosei. Zekari maunera ndire tando kuti mamani chenja akasasungwa pavari kuitira basaracho kana riri basaracho. Andifunge kuti ndipo pavanofanira kunge vachiitira. Saka vanogona kusungirwa kuti pamuri kuitira handipo panofanira kuitwa pamutemo. Nokuti kainda kumasupermarket togara ndiri kuZimbabwe 2 months pagore, unenge uchitogona kutevererwa musupermarket kumaaisle kwese kuya uku navanhu vanenge vachida kuti toda kuswipa, toda kuchinja. Andifunge ndo maitirwo angaitwa business ravo rokunge vachitengeserana nokuchinja. Nokuchinja kwavanoita mari. Asi nyangwe hazvo zvakaita saizvozvo, handioni hurumende ichikunda nyaya yavanhu vari kutengesa mari pamutsika mutema. Nokuti tichitarisa isu kubusiness, kana vanhu vanotenga vachingovapo chete savanhu vanoda kutenga mari yokunze iyoyo, vanotengesa havambofi vakashayikwa. Vanotongodochinja nzimbo yavanotengesera, vangava vanotengeserana kumba kana kutengeserana mumakomo chaiwo. Zvinongoreva izvo kuti musika mutema hauzombofi wakapera, nokuti hurumende iri kutageta zvisizvo hurumende ngainangane nokugutsa vatengi vemari yokunze iyoyo. Kana ikagutsa vatengi vemari yokunze iyoyo, vanotengesa mari yokunze vanozoshaya vokutengesera.
Tinotenda Prof. Baba Sithole, siyamuza laphana uprofesa uthi hayi laloba kungenziwa njani kuzaba nzima ukuthi kuqedwe abantu abatshintsha izimali emigwaqweni. Sesibuyela emthethweni laphana, are there any provisions that are there that can protect or rather ensure sanity when we are looking at indaba zemali in Zimbabwe?
You see, the biggest problem that we have in this particular case is that there is nothing legal about it. Actually, one looks at it and one has to be frank. It's just illegalities that are taking place. Unfortunately, they are being sanctioned by the courts. Why am I saying this? If these people have been arrested and these people are denying the charge, they have to have their day in court. The first thing that we have to deal with is their liberty. Pre-trial incarceration in Zimbabwe is undesirable. Section 50 of the Constitution clearly states that an individual should have a right to be out on bail unless there are compelling reasons why he or she should not be. So if you are going to say every other person who has been arrested for this particular offense is not entitled to bail, then, I mean, it's unconstitutional, clearly. That's where the problem starts. If we are saying, look, if you are going to be dealing with the issues of currency, bail is not going to be considered, then that on its own is a violation of the constitutional provision. These people need to be protected. Whether this is an offense or not, it's something for another day. But clearly, it is very persuasive that in Zimbabwe, there is no one who can be charged of dealing in foreign currency. Because the money that we are talking about is not foreign currency in our jurisdiction. It is legal tender. How then can one say, in the meantime, the US dollar is foreign currency, but if you go to the bank, you get the US dollar, if you go to the shop, you tender the US dollar. How can it be foreign currency? So there is a vacuum, there is a lacuna there, of which our legislators must deal with it. If they want to criminalize use of US dollars, just do it that way, unlike picking up individuals and locking them away.
Thank you. Baba siyabonga laphana ukuthi lichaze kuhle sibili sibone ukuthi umthetho uthini ngakho konke lokhu. Va masocha muriku yinzwanya iri kutaurwa yemutemo. Munoona ti tichitarisa kudivi rezveupfumi ndeapi matano angaitwa kuitira kuti pagadziriswe dambudziko iro, sezvo kana pachitariswa mutemo vatsanangura vachiratidza kuti panogona kunge pasina mutemo uri kutarisa nyaya iyoyo.
Mutemo unotarisa nyaya iyoyo ndiona sokuti uripo, nokuti nyangwe hazvo une zvinhu zvauri kutengesa, handifunge kuti unobvumidzwa kuzvitengesera chero paunoda kutengesa. Ndo pangati panogona kunge pachivhunwa mutemo chaizvo ipapo. Nokuti tikaenda kuna mamwe maguta ari muZimbabwe akaita Victoria Falls, ndaandiri kogore rapera, hauoni kana money changer unenge achinetsa vanhu kana akamira paakamira kana kuteerera vanhu pasupermarket. Zvinoreva kunochengetedzwa mutemo. Handizvo here zvatofanira kuita munyika yeZimbabwe, kuti pashai kwemunhu unoti unotengesa kana nyama papavement unotengesa zvakati papavement? Asi sokutaura kwangu hakudo kutini kuti hurumende ipedze dambudziko iri, handi kuti vasunge vanhu vanotengesa mari iyoyo. Nokuti mazivira andinoita business ndokuti kana pachingova navatengi chete, panotowana munhu unowana nzira dzokutengesa asingadi, hurumende isingadi ichida, nokuti vatengi vanenge variko, munhu vanhu vanenge vane zvokutengesa. Saka kuti hurumende ifambise upfumi hwenyika ramabhizimusi, ngaitsvage nzira yekukasira kupa vamabhizimusi mari yavanenge vati vatenga kureserve bank. Ndondo pane dambudziko ipa mabusiness makuru anoti hongu tinoda kutenga kureserve bank kana kuauction kuya kwaiva kana kumabhanga. Voenda vondotorerwa mari yavo yokutenga. Vopedza mwedzi yakawanda vasati vapiwa mari yokunze. Saka vovhara here mabhizimisi iwayo kana vobatsirika.
Tinotenda vamasocha regaini boku misai mchana pane vapindawo vari parunhare. Baba Khumalo, lingenile kuhlelo siyabonga ukuthi lisixhumile livela khona ngapha eSouth Africa. Linjani baba? Hello. Ye, lingaphosa ilizwi laphana libona njani udaba lolu esixoxa ngalo namhlanje baba Khumalo?
Lolu daba ngibona ngathi mina luyabuyisela leZimbabwe emuva uma kuqhubeka kusiba le market emnyama le-ANC kakhulu. Vele uhulumende uyavala lolu hlelo ngoba luyayibuyisa imali amandla, njengoba manje izithwa ibonakala isiwa kakhulu iphelwa ngamandla, yibo labo sebephelene abawisimali. So ma balokhu beqhubeka besiba khona sho ukuthi siyingane engakhasiyo, kube siyakhasa nje kube siyakhula siyaphambili, izwi lethu nalo liye kuphambili kakhulukazi kwezomnotho.
Lapho baba Khumalo, sizile ukuthi nxa sikhangela umthetho ngani uyasilela mbijana, kungenziwa njani ke lapho ukuthi baluqede lolu dubo?
Umthetho awumelanga usilele uma uhulumende ebona ukuthi izwe liyehlathini, ngoba uma kuthiwa umthetho uyasilela kusho ukuthi lokhu kungenzeka ukuthi sandla siyesiqina. Umthetho uma uqini kakhulukazi uma ilizwe umele liye phambili, ngoba uma umthetho usilela kusho khona ukuthi nawe bakuthanda yini lokuthi kube labo sithathelene elizweni abawisa imali. Ngoba kusasa uma izakhamuzi ingasayamukeli leyo mali, uhulumende uyathiwa sesora futhi kungani izakhamuzi zingayamukeli imali kanti ilabo sithathelene abaqeda imali amandla. So mina ngowami umbono mbona ngathi uhulumende kafake isandla sensimbi kakhulukazi uma kuza kobo sithatheleni lapho.
Hayi, siyabonga baba Khumalo. Prof Masocha maamusati mapedza munogona kupedzisa muchidimbu tigopawo zvekare gweta mukana wekuti vangewo vachitaura panyaya iyi.
Saka ndingangotini hurumende ine chido chakakura chaizvo kunge ichigadzirisa nyaya dzoufumi hwenyika, kana kuti ndati vane energy yakawanda chaizvo, asi onera kuti energy yacho iri kuinda wrong direction kusunga vamamani chenja. Pamusoro pokuvakurudzira kuti zvamuine mari yacho yatisina isu hurumende yokutengesera vamabhizinesi kuti ufumi hukure, riyaiti kubetserei kuti mugadzira mabhizimusi enyu sei? Nokuti ndinoona sekuti hurumende iri kurudunura zvairi kuvaka ichiendesa ufumi hwenyika kumawere. Nokuti kana vakavhara mamani chenja nenzira dzavari kuti vari kuvhara, kunenge kuchitovawo kuvhara mabhizimusi anowana mari yavo zhinji yokunze kumamani chenja. Saka handioni kuti dai vaikwanisa kundipindura ipapo kuti saka nzira dzavainadzo dzokusumudza mabhizimisi noufumi hweZimbabwe dziri papi, zvavasingakwanisi kunge vachipa mabhizimusi mari yokunze nenguva yavanenge vachida kupa yavanenge vachida mari iyoyi.
Tinotenda Prof. Baba Sithole, nxa sikhangela indlela elichasise ngayo kutshengisa ukuthi hayi umthetho uyasilela laphana, nxa kule multi-currency regime njengesilayo eZimbabwe, kuyabe sekusitsho na ukuthi abantu sebesekelwa bethengiselana imali njengendlela ade kusenziwa ngayo, kumbe kungaba kulo mthetho ongafakwa ongaphathisa na kulolu daba?
Right. I think into the kind of there is a thing in here that is in the issue deal with our position ukuthengisa imali eZimbabwe icala yini. Then we talk about the issue ye government policy. Right. Thina njengamadoda siyakhangela issue yomthetho ukuthi in the meantime akuna mthetho ongabela yona leyinto enziwayo. I might agree with everybody else ukuthi khona kuyani ukuthi umuntu uyafika amesolo athi uyazoswa ipele athi ngenze lokhu nalokhuyana, it suppresses what the government intends to achieve by putting forward the current only so if you are going to put it on two different positions, who will
Hello? Ngukhanya sengana sisazwanani laphana nobaba usithole kodwa ubechasisa laphana ukuthi hathi kufanele ukukhangela ngendlela ezimbili ukuthi kulo mthetho okhangela lama ngabagqwetha bese kusiba ke le government policy. Hello? Ungani se gasekho laphana kulomunye laye ongenileyo ngocingo. Hello? Hello?
Hello, makasimba here.
Tinosimba makadiwo mapinda mchirongwa.
Muri kutaura na mukomana mo macharara ndiri ku South Africa. Muchirongwa ndiri kuda kupinda wachitaurawo pamusoro pekutengeswa kwemamiriro akaita nyaya dzemari munyika medu. Nekutengeswa kuri kuitwa mari nekushungwa kwese kuri kuitwa vanhu. Nyaya yekushungwa kuri kuita vanhu vanotengesa mari nekutenga mari handione iri solution inokwanisa kubatsira nyika kuti dambudziko rekutengwa kwemari nekutengeswa pamusika mutema ripere. Mara dambudziko rekuti vanhu vasatenga mari pamusika mutema nekutengesa rotoda kuti iro hurumende ikwanise kupedza iro dambudziko iroro because inokonziwa nawo mabazi ehurumende ekuti wakasvika vachida kushandisa mari dzenyika vanenge vachiti vanhu hatishandisei mari dzakadaro mara varivo varedzi vemari.
Zvino poitwa sei vamachara kuti pagadzirise dambudziko sezvo muri kuti kusunga vanhu hakusi kuzopedza dambudziko iri?
Ndiri kushandira munyika ndinohora mazigi. Ndapedza kuhora mazigi ndiroda kundotora passport. Nhasi ndinoita sei kuti ndiwana mari yacho kubhenga si izi kuti ndinde ndiri munhu wozvake ndii ndiri kuda mari da kuzondotora passport ndobva ndeiwana. Saka ndokudawo kuti nenge ndiri papuresha kuti nechandinoda ndiri kungozodzoka pamusika mutema ndatenga mari yepamusika mutema kuti zvinhu zvangu zvinge zviri fasi.
Hurumende
yakatanga kugadzira dambudziko roro rekutoti mapazi aya ese ngaigamuchire mari yayo yemunyika. Hakuna munhu anozopinda padhimandi rekuda US kuziva kuti pese pandapinda mari inoshanda munyika zvakasununguka zvakafanana. Hapana pando painozopinda padhimandi yekuti tinozoidawo sezvo tiri vanhu vevanhu. Asi kana pane dzimwe nzvimbo dzotonzi mari iyoyo haishandi zvati pandinoda kundoshandisa ipapo inenge ndiri padhimandi nekuda US zvoita kuti ndinde pamukoto because mabhengi edu emunyika munotomaziva pana poku ndingaendawo zvandiri zvinondondoda maus anokapiza.
Tinotenda vamachara kuti tinotenda tiri kukunzwai. Tinotenda zvekare kuti mapinda muchirongwa mukapa pfungwa dzenyu asi nguva ndo dzati mhanyei regai titore mukana uno kuti titende Professor Eliot Masocha navasithole vapinda muchirongwa zuva ranhasi. Tatatarisira kuti tinge tine mukuru wePortfolio Committee yeFinance vaClemens Chiduwa pamwe chete naDr Tapiwa Mashakada veMTCT asi havana kuzo batika. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabo Kanyudo.